Hello and welcome to Press TV's Top 5. I'm Marzia Hashemi. Thanks so much for being with us. First story takes us right here to Iran, where the leader of the Islamic Revolution has warned of a plot by the nation's enemies to create ethno-sectarian and political division in the country. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei urged the newly elected Iranian lawmakers to foil the conspiracy. The leader said the U.S.'s ruling system, including the government, Congress, and presidential candidates, constantly threatened Iran, and their position has not changed from what it was before the nuclear deal between Tehran and the P5 plus one. Ayatollah Khamenei said the Iranian parliament must act in a revolutionary way and give a proper response to the hostile stances of the U.S.
به هر حال شما در قانونگذاری انقلابی عمل کنید، در موضع‌گیری ها انقلابی عمل کنید. موضع‌گیری ها هم دو جوره، موضع‌گیری های شخصی شماست که در نطق های شما خودشو نشان میده، یکی موضع‌گیری های عمومی است. مجلس نهم در این جهت انصافا کارنامه خوبی داشت در جهت مقابله و مواجهه با جریان های معارض و متعرض سیاسی علیه انقلاب. باید موضع گیری داشت، باید موضع داشت.
The leader further noted that any retreat in the face of adversaries' aggression will embolden them. Ayatollah Khamenei said the enemies have been hatching plots for the Middle East, and it is Iran's policy to thwart their schemes. We're joining us by telephone. I'd like to welcome Professor Mohammad Marandi, University of Tehran, joining us right here from Tehran. Thanks so much, Professor, for being with us. Well, the leader of the Islamic Revolution has talked to the representatives of the parliament or the majlis today and touched on some very key points. Let's look at one of them. The first one is talking about trying to stop the conspiracies that continue to be plotted against the Islamic Republic. I want to talk about some of this. Basically, he said that the United States has not changed its position from prior to the P5 plus one to today. Your take, sir.
Well, I think this is something that's well known right now among many Iranians, that during the negotiations, there were those who felt that perhaps the United States will change its policy towards Iran now that the new government, the new administration in Iran, has changed its tone. And since Iran has shown flexibility, the hope among these people was that the United States would show change and try to be more or be more sincere towards Iran. But the reality on the ground is that the United States really hasn't changed at all towards Iran, whether it's after the nuclear deal or before the nuclear deal. And the reason is because the United States has a problem with Iran due to Iran's independent foreign policy and its independence from the United States. And this is not a problem that the Iranians have only. It's a problem that exists in Latin America. We saw that the United States helped to overthrow the legitimate president in Brazil in what was similar to a coup. We see that the United States is playing a very destructive role in Syria by supporting al-Qaeda extremists, and the United States is aiding Saudi Arabia. So the United States in general hasn't changed its behavior because of its hegemonic practices and its attempts to dominate different parts of the world. So I think that this has been a good experience for the Iranian people. Those who were skeptical of the United States continue to be skeptical. And those who I think were a bit naive, I think they learned a lot from the last few months.
Do you think when we look at the P5 plus one deal then, and of course the United States also being involved in that. Do you think from the very beginning, because we see various agreements were agreed upon by both sides, of course, Iran definitely keeping its side of the bargain according to the IAEA, and yet the other side, though some of the European countries say they want to, they're pointing a finger at Washington. Do you think from the very beginning that the United States, when sitting even at the negotiating table, never really had the intention of actually carrying out what they have agreed upon?
I have no doubt. I think that it's quite obvious that the United States, when it was sitting down at the negotiating table, it was not sincere, and that in implementing the agreement, it is not sincere either. I don't think that anything significant has changed in the United States over the last few months to make it more hostile towards Iran. And, of course, now that we have the nuclear deal, we see that the United States is accusing Iran of terrorism, human rights violations, whereas the United States not only carries out gross human rights violations across the board, in Yemen, in Syria, in Libya, and inside the United States itself, but also the United States is allied to the most despotic and disgusting regimes in the world, such as the Saudi ruling family.
Thank you so much for being with us, Professor Mohammad Marandi from the University of Tehran, right here in Tehran.